Welcome to Here by Design. I'm Chris, and I'm so excited to be recording this podcast. This is a podcast where I hope to explore the whys behind creativity. I'd love to be able to talk to a broad range of people in different types of creative fields: designers, developers, photographers, artists, scientists, musicians, anybody that is creating something, which, to be honest, is all of us. I plan on interviewing all of these different types of people to find out why they do what they do, not how they do it. There are so many incredible blog posts and other podcasts and vlogs that talk about the process behind the creativity that they produce in the world. And that's super fascinating. I love watching those videos. I will jam on some videos where there's some human in a shed creating different types of woodworking materials, or you watch somebody's process. One of my favorites to watch is this guy named Matt Smith, who goes by MDS online. I love watching some of his videos. You just get to see the behind the scenes. It's incredible. But there's this deeper reality for me about creating that I'm super fascinated by. And that is, why do we do it? Creating is so raw and vulnerable and real. Now, those of us who have been creating for a while, a lot of us seem to have turned that part off. We've turned it into this science, this problem that we're solving, which is totally true. But at our core, we are still these little kids creating and drawing these sketches and showing our friends and family and being like, look what I made. And there's something really powerful about that. And I want to explore where these creative people, again, just about anybody is creative, where do they get that desire to share that with the world? Where does that come from? Why? Why do we do this? So Here by Design is really going to look at that initial question as a jumping off point for us to start exploring other aspects of people's stories. My hope is that whoever comes on the show is real and honest and vulnerable and shares, and we just have a really great conversation. This first week is less somebody else. In fact, there's nobody else here, which talking into this empty room with this microphone in front of me is terrifying. It's just like that blinking cursor when you start to write a blog post, when you start to share anything, that initial moment, that blank canvas. That is where the fear can come in. That's where I get this idea that it's vulnerable and raw, because when you're creating something and you're putting it out into the world, there is this tension, this question that comes up, well, what if nobody listens? Now, I can guarantee you that there are going to be at least two people that'll hear this podcast, my wife and my mom, and probably my dad, because honestly, my mom and my dad are just super cool, supportive, amazing parents, love them so much. I'm still worried, though, about the response. Is it authentic? Is it me? Is this stuff that makes sense? Am I enunciating properly? How are the acoustics in here? I'm terrible with sound design. What am I doing this? All those questions come up. And yet, the desire to share, the desire to create something with other people, to have friends and new friends talk and share and engage on a deeper level is so exciting to me. It pushes me past that initial fear, that idea that if nobody listens to this, will I still be okay, right? Is my identity tied to the number of likes that I get, the number of views, or whatever the metric is that we use to define success? Is that okay with me? And the answer that I've had to work through, which is why it's taken me so long to start something like this, is yeah, my identity isn't found in necessarily those metrics. It's nice. It's nice if somebody listens to this. It's nice if there's a good response, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because there is this innate desire in me that has been inside me all my life to want to create and share with others. And that desire started pretty early on. I was a huge, I don't know why I said was, because I'm going to be real, real with y'all. I love action figures. I don't play with them anymore because I'm 31 and I feel like that would be really weird being married and 31 and playing with action figures. But I still have this deep love of action figures and superheroes. I'll go to every major superhero movie pretty much the night it opens with a good friend of mine. And it's a tradition that I've loved doing with him as well as my littlest sister, because I just love superheroes. They're awesome. And that started with action figures. Now, the thing about action figures is that you're creating this world. I got so into these worlds that I created. I would jam out for hours in these universes of mine where superheroes had new powers and different powers, and they lost their powers and they lost limbs, and people would die and they would come back. And I'm 8 years old and I'm playing with all these different toys. Funny thing about the action figures is that if we ever hang out in person, which I would love to, is that I call them guys. Now, I don't talk about action figures almost ever. This is probably a new thing for any friends that have heard this. But I call them guys. And my whole life, I've called them guys. My parents still have a giant bucket of guys in their garage, which I'm sure my dad would love for me to take into my house now. I keep it there mainly just to bother him and annoy him and kind of rib him, which is a lot of fun. So these guys sit there. And when I was younger, I would create these worlds. And that's kind of where my creativity started. It allowed me to visualize and imagine possibilities with these plastic lifeless figurines. At some point, the desire to create these worlds transferred to pen and paper. I remember a very specific moment for that, when that happened, and the theme behind what I was drawing and these little comics I was trying to create. It happened after the movie Independence Day came out, and I became really, really fascinated with aliens and the world ending and drawing that and drawing airplanes blowing up spaceships. The funny thing about Independence Day is when my parents took me to the movie, I freaked out. There was this interrogation scene. Spoilers if you haven't seen it. Actually, no spoilers. That movie's 22 years old. If you haven't seen it, that's not my fault. Sorry, y'all. There's this interrogation scene, and this alien comes back alive, and he captures the lead scientist, and he's got him by the throat, and it's super scary. I was panicked. I was also 9 years old. That is so terrifying when you're nine. At least it was to me. So my parents had this very gracious, loving response. They took me out of the movie, and they walked me right across to another theater and sat me down in front of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. If you have not seen that Disney movie, it is just as terrifying as Independence Day. It's got these hellish acid trip scenes of demons and hell and fire. I was pretty scared in that movie as well. I don't think my parents knew that. It's not a big deal. I'm not traumatized from it. Anyway, back to Independence Day. You see this movie. Can we also just side note, talk about how amazing and handsome and wonderful Jeff Goldblum is? Total man crush on that guy. Like, unbelievable. I will watch all of his YouTube clips and all the movies he's in. I'm just captivated by him. I can't help it. Independence Day sparked something in me that I wanted to start translating these imaginary worlds that I kept mainly to myself. I didn't love playing guys with other friends. I'd have friends over who had their own action figures, but we would never directly play together. It was almost this kind of two separate worlds, and then we would talk about it a little bit. Drawing on paper was the first time that I really started exploring this desire to create. As soon as I could start writing, I started writing a lot as well. Middle school, I just developed this very awkward, awful, cringeworthy love of poetry. So I would write all this poetry. And really what I was doing was just parodying U2 songs into poems. But I was pretty proud of it. I'm sure I could find some poems and they'd probably make me cringe. Maybe I'll read some on here one day. That's a lie. That would be so embarrassing and awful. The whole point of all this is to say that creativity and the why behind we create is often and surprising where it comes from, that source that it comes from. I believe that creativity is hardwired into humans. It's who we are by design. It's in our blood, in our bones, it's in our spirit. It's the things that we do on a daily basis. That is creativity. It is heartbreaking when I describe to people what I do as a designer, and their initial response is, I could never do that. I'm not creative. I'm not artistic. You don't have to be. That's not what creativity is. Creativity is in everyday life. Creativity is the relationships you build. Creativity is in the things that you create at work, the problems that you solve, the spreadsheets that you make. I would never understand how, like, my wife uses spreadsheets all the time. No idea what goes into that. It blows my mind. And yet, it's creative. You were making something that didn't exist before. So please stop saying that you're not creative. Everybody has creativity in them. It is part of being human. As designers, we have gotten so comfortable talking about data and being data-driven and having our designs being data-driven, which is awesome. I'm not knocking that at all. But I don't want us to lose sight that creativity, that creating, there's this art to it. And all of us as human beings engage and participate in that space. We engage and participate in the art of being human. That is who we are by design. So whether you are an accountant creating a spreadsheet that does things that I don't understand because spreadsheets terrify me, or you're an engineer who is coming up with a very new technology in order to help other people, or you're creating new pathways, new roads, new systems, all of that is creativity. It is solving a problem. It is imagining something that doesn't exist yet and then seeing it come to life. You are creating out of nothing. There is this idea in certain faith communities of creation out of nothing, creatio ex nihilo, that literally nothing existed and now there is something. Creativity is really about bringing and birthing new things into the world on a consistent basis. And that is the power of creativity. And that happens through relationships. It happens through music. It happens through art. It happens through architecture. It happens when you put paint on a canvas, and it happens when you bring life into the world. Creativity is part of the very fabric of humanity. So I want this podcast to rediscover that. I want this podcast to be a space where I can actually explore that with friends and family and all of you, whoever may be listening to this. My hope in these short little interviews that we have is that you come away feeling encouraged and inspired, whether you're somebody in a traditional quote-unquote creative field like a designer, photographer, developer, or you're doing incredible things for people in other areas of life, that you may come away with this feeling more inspired, more encouraged, challenged, invited to participate in the creativity that is humanity. Because creativity is not this narrow activity. It is something that is broad and inclusive and has space for all of us. To be creative is to be human. We all engage in some sort of creativity on a regular, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. It is something that's so ingrained in who we are. So that's what I want to explore. Thanks for listening to the first episode of Here by Design. I am so grateful that you took some time out of your day to listen to me pontificate and ramble about a topic that I'm very passionate about, which is creativity and people. The plan is to release a new episode every week on Tuesday. Next week, I hope to have a very special guest that I'm really excited about. I won't share anymore, just still working on some of the details, but super excited. If you liked this, please let me know. Reviews, shares, that kind of stuff means the world, especially as I'm starting off in this whole podcasting space. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful for that, and I cannot wait to keep going and keep the momentum up. Have an awesome day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.